Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Happy Friday, everybody. It is a move that we anticipated, but we just didn't think it would happen today. If you're just joining us, the Falcons have released Younghoe Koo, which means
release watch is on.
Parker Romo. We told you guys, Parker Romo is not only going to kick this week, Mike, he has been signed to the active roster, and that's going to be our guy moving forward. What do you think about this?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I said this to Carl earlier. I can understand why Coach Raheem Morris would give himself as long an insurance policy to explore with this. You had three trips up and down from the practice squad to keep him before eventually you'd have to put him on the roster officially. So maybe Koo just continued to struggle in whatever they were evaluating, Carl, midweek, and they just decided to make the move. I don't know. I just felt when you make five kicks, including a 54-yarder, you know, I mean, you've passed the audition. And Koo, after years of great service, like he wouldn't be the first kicker to lose his way, get it together, and go have a great career somewhere else. And maybe that's – and we wish him well. But for fans, it just got really exasperating because when you can think of like four or five games off the top of your head that he didn't even give you a chance to win or he lost outright, it's time to go because you got one job. And he did. And so we wish him well, but now it's hopefully Parker Romo's job and he doesn't screw anything up moving forward.
So that news is one. The second part of what happens this weekend is no A.J. Terrell, and that became official today, Mike. Even though Ross said he doesn't expect this to be a long-term thing, it's probably a week-to-week thing, but we said this. I'm still comfortable and confident, guys, that we can go to Carolina without our number one corner and handle business. I like the depth in the secondary, but it's official, Mike, no A.J. Terrell this weekend.
Yeah, so that means, and again, we've talked about the depth chart and how the Falcons move, and we spoke about it with Coach Raheem Morris, and look, you know, Coach is always glass half full, but, you know, there is a bit of a step down, certainly from a guy that you gave a big contract extension to the next guys, whether, you know, that's going to be D. Alford or DeMarco, I mean, or Natron Brooks, I should say, that move up. But those will be the guys that will be called in. Now, the good news is, if this was last year, I think we'd all be freaking out. When you've got a defense which looks so good and cranked up the kind of heat that they did in Minnesota, and with two backups now plugged in, although, as Wes Durham pointed out, the same guys who were on that Carolina offensive line last year when they humiliated us in overtime are going to be starting. So but they're not going to have a chance to play against Jalen Walker last year or James Peace Jr.
No.
Or Leonard Floyd because our guys weren't here either.
It's a great point. 404-726-0929. Your thoughts are welcome, guys. You can always text us. Find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929, and follow this radio station at 929 The Game. As far as this game itself, it's personal for me. And I said as much to Coach earlier this week, and he said, hey, I understand that, but I want you to hear his comments to us as we asked him, is last year a motivating factor? Mike's talking about it. Right. You've got similar players on both sides. Here's what Rod told us earlier this week.
You internalize it, right? You got to go and you got to look at the whole picture, right? There was some really special things that came out of the game from offense. Michael Penix throwing for a bunch of yards.
Yes.
Showing confidence, throwing the ball down the field. And it's probably the reason you're not getting a bunch of single high defense right now. And you're able to run the football. Then you got to look at the defense side of the ball. There was a bunch of letdown. There was a bunch of things that we gave away, that reaching and pressing. And then you got to take away from the lessons of, if we won that game and Tampa lost, we were in the playoffs. We lost that game. Thank God Tampa won. Right. Or we'd really be upset, right? But those are the moments where you got to capitalize. And you can't look at anything. Everything is gray matter. You got to go play the game to win. And nothing else matters. I'm not going to let that game cloud this my judgment on this one. But I'm not going to like them any less or any more because of it.
I'm not going to like them any more or less. I am trying to go win a game. He's right. As a fan, it just left a bad taste in our mouth because we had to deal with that all offseason, right, Mike. So this is our first chance of seeing Carolina. It's a big game because it's a divisional game. But, man, I want to go beat these guys.
Right, as you said. Thank God, you know, the Bucs did beat the Saints, because if we lost that game and the Saints beat the Bucs, and the Bucs backdoor into the division after us blowing a three-game lead, and that would have been a bitter pill to swallow. When you've got Michael Penix Jr. in his third start throwing for 300 yards, and yet your defense was like the Keystone Cops. But the good news is they invested in the defense, and the second-year players are coming to their own. We discussed Rook Arororo, how good he's been playing. Certainly, you know, Zach Harrison looks great. There's just a lot of depth now on the defense we didn't have last year against, well, against Minnesota, against Carolina. Yeah. So maybe we can, you know, make amends. The Buccaneers felt they had unfinished business before they played us. We got that from Rick Stroud before week one in Tampa Bay. Jake Matthews said, look, as a divisional rival, you know, maybe a little bit extra sauce. But, yeah, let's go up there and beat the crap out of these guys.
Handle business.
Right on. And they take them down to 0-3, which, as you said, for a team like that is
death.
Forget about it.
Yeah, it's tough. Drake London was talking about what Coach just said, guys, talking about how teams are attempting to play Michael Penix. Drake London said, look, this is respect for our quarterback.
It depends on how you take it. I mean, you can take it as if they don't have respect for the O-line. They want to see, you know what I'm saying? You can take it all different ways. But, yeah, for him, yeah, it's definitely some respect for not.
Because what they're saying is, we're not going to let Michael Penix beat us deep. We're not going to let him throw the deep ball and have these big plays. So we're not going to allow that. We're going to play these two safeties. And that's what you're seeing, which, again, opened up Bijan. If the Carolina Panthers play what they've traditionally played, guys, which is cover three, we're going to have another – Penix is going to eat them up underneath, and then we're going to have another big day running the ball because they don't want to get anything behind them. I think that opens up, Mike, for a day where it may not look – like a lot of yards, but at the end of the day, watch, Penix have 275, 290.
Hey, you know, we've compared, and it was compared by, you know, the guys on Sunday Night Football on NBC, Saquon Barkley, to Bijan. Well, again, if we win 11 or 12 games and Michael Penix Jr. throws for 3,000, I don't give a crap. If we're winning the way the Eagles win, because everybody wants to, like, you know, Cam Newton gets in his bag because Jalen Hurts has a Super Bowl ring and he doesn't.
Egregious.
It's egregious. Well, guess what? They're playing smart football. If you can't stop Saquon Barkley and if they can't stop Bijan, what's the point in having Penix throw it 25 times, right?
Yeah.
I don't give a crap about the style points. Yes. Now, as fans, we want to show off that we got a dynamic offense, and Michael Penix Jr., who we looked it up, you know, his passing yards in college, the average was insane. It might not be that just yet because he's got a running game he never had at Washington, what we've got here.
One other thing we want to hit on, and then we're going to talk about how this game plays out. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We will get into some college football conversation, and apparently you, sir, want a revision?
Well, I just needed to
what?
Look at the injury report. It broke after we did our pick segment, in my defense.
Was this the North Texas game?
No. God, no. That's the block of the friggin' week.
North Texas.
North Texas Army, the over. Bank it.
All right,
51.
All right.
CBS SSN.
Yeah, we're going to get to that because I want to hear this revision on what you want to do.
Make some green on the mean green.
Okay. That's on the way in less than 10 minutes. I want you to hear our defensive coordinator, Jeff Ulbrich, and he said, look, this is more about figuring out what offense the Panthers are trying to run. What's their identity? We talked about this. We had a great guest on. We went behind enemy lines, and he was talking about the problems right now. He said Bryce Young, guys, last week, fumble, right? You move the ball a little bit, interception. Mike, if he's prone to that this week, you're talking about turnovers for us again. That bodes well for us. Here's our DC, Jeff Ulbrich.
Yeah, I think figuring out who they are on offense is the biggest challenge right now, you know, because you'll see a much more traditional style offense early in some of those games. And for the vast part of most of last year, you know, you saw in offense, they were quarterback under center. There was run, there was play pass, there was keepers, there was quick game. There's just the traditional NFL offense that you see from week to week. But then there was this alternative version of them that came out and spread everything out and max splits and empties. And you saw the quarterback flourish in that way, you know, where he was playing point guard and distributing. And I think it gave him clarity as far as what he was getting from a defensive perspective, and he had great success doing it. It was a big part of the reason that they got back in that game last week. So when you prepare for this team, you're preparing for two offenses in some ways.
Ted Aroa, we talked about him, McMillan, with 11 receptions, 168 yards. Hasn't gotten the end zone yet. Hunter Renfro, remember him? Everybody's favorite plucky receiver from Clemson?
For sure.
Who was out of football for a minute. Now he's back, and he's actually having some success. He's got two touchdowns. So, like, it's just hard as a Falcon fan to wrap your head around, like, are we going to all of a sudden really have this pass rush, which is going to, you know, really get after it? We did everything, you know, I know that we talked and we argued about, you know, success rate and finish rate and getting the quarterback on the ground against the Bucs. Couldn't do it when it mattered most and just destroyed J.J. McCarthy. Is Bryce Young going to sit? He's not a mobile quarterback like you think. Mm. So, I mean, maybe this is a chance for us, as Carl would say, to go hunting.
Let's talk about facts.
Got to go do it, man. Look, I this is how I feel, Mike. You tell me what you think. It's Dukes and Bell. Game starts. We get out to a fast start. And what I mean by that is we score. First couple of possessions, whether it is Parker Romo.
By the way, you taking the ball first like we did in Minnesota if we
yes.
win the coin toss?
Go show them.
I got to be honest. Generally, it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. But it obviously pretty worked. And I apologize for not bringing that up with Coach. But if we do it again, that worked out pretty well.
Strategy there, Mike. You score, crowd shuttles down.
Right.
Right. That was the whole thing. You get the ball. Forget about giving them the momentum and allowing them to go down. I love the act there or the decision to do that. But we start. Score the first couple of times. I'm just telling you, this is how I feel like this plays out. I'm not telling you Carolina's going to lay down. And all of a sudden, Mike, the mistakes happen. We capitalize. There will be at least two turnovers, whether it's a strip sack, turnover, interception. He's going to give it to us. And then guess what? We are up double digits,
mm-hmm.
and we pin our ears back, and this is when the sacks start to happen
right.
in the third and fourth quarter because Bryce now has to get them back in the game. And through that, we end up winning right. this game.
You take Chuba Hubbard out of the game,
absolutely.
And that's go time.
That's how I think this game plays out. I'm not saying it's going to be, like, easy, but that's eventually when we get to the fourth quarter, you're going to be like, huh, okay, this is where we're at. That's the winning formula. If, in fact, Mike, they come out and get Hubbard started and he's chewing us up, now you're giving Bryce confidence because now they can run that play action as we've been talking about with us.
Right.
And now it might be a little bit of a different story. I think that's how this game has to go.
We spoke with the writer from the Charlotte Observer, and he was talking about, you know, their defensive scheme. Alex Zetlow was saying, it's your point, the cover three, not really, I mean, blitzing, trying to get it from his down lineman.
They basic.
They added some pieces. But Derrick Brown has always been a thorn in our side
yeah.
from the former Auburn defensive lineman. So, again, get a handle on him. But yeah, I'm trying not to get over my skis on it. But man, you got me. I got the juices pumping. You got me fired up about
this. Well, here's the deal with Derrick Brown too, and I'm curious if Z Rob, that's Zach Robinson, our offensive coordinator, make them big boys run, man. Throw some screens to Bijan. Let's just not run the ball at him. Right. Make the big boys run. Let's get him out in space and run some screens. Get him out wide, Mike. Run some wide stuff. Make this dude run. And have him have to chase right. plays.
Now, Kyle Pitts was on the injury report with a toe. Kyle Pitts does show up as a full participant, parentheses, toe. So he's dealing with a bit of discomfort. But I'd love to see, and again, maybe it's quick hits. Let him just beat a guy one-on-one and use the athleticism on the outside. But I'd love to see Pitts, and slants too, the quick hits. Boom, 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 boom. Get the ball out. If the long stuff is not developing, if they're going to take it away, let's get some stuff underneath and break some tackles.
Those zones will be there for Kyle Pitts, by the way, as we discuss Falcons Carolina here on a Friday, getting ready for Sunday's matchup. By the way, our coverage right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Do not miss it. We've got it right here starting 11 o'clock all the way up till kickoff, actually way before 11 with all our pregame shows. But we've got the action. What did you want to add, Day-Day, real quick? What were you saying?
I was just going to say, and don't forget what you got, you guys, this conversation when we went behind enemy lines with Alex Zietlow of the Charlotte Observer. He said the issue that their defense has been having is with their linebacker core because tight ends.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have been eating them up.
Yeah. So yeah. There you go. See, there. I mean, I'd love to come back to work and Wes was talking. Wes Drew Ham was on earlier. We come back and talk about what should be a Kyle Pitts box score. 6 or 7 catches for 90 to 100 yards and a touchdown. And being that red zone weapon. Pitts in a red zone, baby. That's. Can I check that off my bingo card for Sunday? I want to see it.
I'd love to see it, too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly what people it's not, outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.